Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Show Talk with Angela Butler. I am, of course, Angela Butler. The guest on this show is Mr. James Wallace McDonald, or rather author James Wallace McDonald. James is an author and an inventor. One of the books that James Wallace McDonald has wrote and published is The Love That I Never Have, and that again is by James Wallace McDonald. How are you doing, James?
I'm okay.
How
are you doing?
I'm doing okay. I'm doing all right. So you wrote the book, The Love That I Never Had. When did you decide to publish this book?
I got started on 2000, and
okay. Is this your first book?
2011. No, this just a second book, but I got on my fifth book, and I'm almost finished with it. But this The Love I Never Had, but this is the second book I'm publishing.
Okay. So what is the name of your first book?
The Crazy Life of James Wallace McDonald. And it's a comedy story.
Okay.
And something I just wrote it just to make fun of myself.
Okay. So, in your book, the male character in The Love That I Never Have, is there any resemblance between you and the male character in the book?
Yes.
Okay.
Every male wants to be in love.
He's a male that wants to be in love?
Yeah, because it's about a young man found someone that he likes.
Okay. All right. So you're still looking for someone then. Okay. That's my understanding.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. So where can the general public go out and purchase your book? Where can they find your book?
They can online.
Okay. Amazon.com?
Yes.
Is there any other places?
That's all.
That's all?
Those
Amazon. Okay.
Yeah.
So you like to write stories that make people laugh, am I correct?
Make people laugh. But the second book.
Yes.
It's a sad love story.
Okay.
That everyone will understand it.
So your book, The Love That I Never Had, is a love story that everybody would understand. Okay.
Yes.
And it can be found on Amazon.com. Okay.
Yes.
Now, you are also an inventor.
Yes.
Okay.
One day, I was going to the store. I just seen something. I'll wait to see it. But I didn't think about it. But this one has a lot of design on it. Then I just thought, I see it in the car all the time. You can put it up, then you have to take it down. But no place to put it. Then it be in the trunk of the car. Then later, people always take it out of the car. So I have to. I thought how to put it in the car. You don't have to worry about it no more. So.
Okay.
I came up with the problem, and I worked it out. That's my second invention.
Okay. So, can I say something? It's similar. It's something. Don't tell all the information about your invention, but it will soon be available, and it will help people with their car. Am I right? It has something to do with the tire.
It is something in the car, but it be in the way all the time. So I figure out to put it in and just it won't be in the way all the time.
Okay. So do you know around what time period your inventions would be available?
No, but that's my second one, my first invention would be soon.
Okay. So you already have one invention out.
Yeah, got a bill, patent, and finding a company to buy.
Okay. All right. All right, so a company is going to buy your invention. So that's great. That is great.
Yeah.
So you're going to have to come back on the show and do a follow-up to let everybody know where they can buy your invention at.
Yes.
Okay, I think that's great. So I was studying up on you, and I saw where it says you were listed in the National Directory of American Inventors. That's quite an honor.
Yeah, that's that was
Who's Who National Directory of American Inventors.
Oh, yes. That was in 2009.
Okay.
Yeah.
So, you know, you have an illness. Well, it's not really an illness, but it causes problems sometimes with your speech. Now, what amazes me about you is you did not let the speech problem stop you from doing what you wanted to do. As a matter of fact, you came on this show. I was wondering, would you like to share with the people listening the name of your disability or the illness that causes the speech problem?
It's a brain aneurysm.
Okay. All right. I think it's amazing. You are.
Yes. What did you say?
You're amazing. You know, most people
wouldn't
have come on a show.
No.
So it's brain
It's just like a stroke. It paralyzed my right side plus my left leg, and lost my speech.
You lost your speech? Were you talking now?
Oh, yeah. It took me about 2 months to say one word.
Well, I know a little bit about what you're talking about, a little bit, because for years I had to have speech therapy. I had a very bad stuttering problem, like every other word. You could not understand anything I said when I was a child and even up into middle school. And even to this day, I've had people tell me that I need oracle, you know, oracle trainer, oracle therapist. But I know, you know, I never thought I'd have a radio show. Because I couldn't speak real well either. But like you, I love to write. I love to read.
Yeah.
And that was my way. I loved words. You know, I love to make up characters and people and names and places and events when I wrote. And I loved to read because it was like a plane to me or a car to me. You know, I could go travel place in my mind, you know. So I know a little something about, you know, what you're going through. Not a whole lot, but I do understand it.
I used to be right-handed, so I was paralyzed on my right side. So that forced me to do everything left-handed. But
okay.
Now just I'm up walking, driving car, everything I want to do, I do.
Anything you want to do, you do. Well, that's fabulous. I know faith has a great deal to do with your faith. But before you answer that question, it's past the 15 minutes, so we're going to take a break, okay?
Okay.
I'm going to play some commercials, and then I'm going to come back to the interview. All right, listeners, you're listening to Show Talk with Angela Butler. You're listening to author and inventor James Wallace McDonald. His books may be found on Amazon.com. His inventions, he has two of them so far. One of them was soon be picked up by a corporation, a manufacturer. And so you can expect to see him in some his inventions in major corporations. All right, let's go to that commercial.
A special event can be very challenging and stressful at times. Our staff of professionals organizes your event down to every last detail, no matter what size. Our creativity and attention to detail turns your ordinary party into an extraordinary event. And Decline provides world-class service. We coordinate quality events. We can provide travel arrangements, accommodations, event sites, papers, florists, photographers, transportation, hairstylists and makeup artists, daily itineraries, and pre-event information such as detailed maps, save-the-date cards, and invitations. Being a custom event planner means that we cater to you. It is our job to find the best possible way to present your event. We have been referred to as Dreamweavers.
All right, listeners, you're still listening to Show Talk with Angela Butler. The guest on this show is Ms. James Wallace McDonald. He's an author and an inventor. The name of his book is The Love That I Never Had. As you've heard, Mr. McDonald loves to make people laugh and to inspire people. So those of you who are really interested, I know there are plenty of people who are, go and buy his book on Amazon.com. Later on in the show, he will tell you the name of his first book, because this is his second book. Also, I'd like to talk about the Wright Foundation. The Wright Foundation is a local charity providing emergency assistance to families in crisis. They are providing a hand up, not hand out, to help families who are responding to a crisis, homeless or at risk of homelessness, regain self-sustainability with the help of the Wright Foundation. If you wish to make a difference in this community and save a family from homelessness, support the Wright Foundation and their faith partners by visiting the website for ways you can help and make a donation today at www.theWrightFoundation.com. Again, that is www.theWrightFoundation.com. And Wright is spelled as W-R-I, Donald, author and inventor. So I was talking about your faith before we took that little break.
Yes.
I'd like to ask you, what has faith did for you? What has the faith did for you in your life, in your career?
It's helped me with a lot of things. And to do a lot of things that I wouldn't, my real life, I can do.
Yes, your faith.
Yes, because I know what happened to me, and I was telling myself I can't do this. So this came.
Your faith.
Yeah, it came to me. It just I can do it. Thing, but I can do it in a different way, and that's the same thing. Well, a lot of people, they have problem. They gonna say, "I can do it. I can't do it." But something tell them, "Yes, you can." It's gonna be in another way. That's God way to help people. If something come into their life and it's not going to be this, you can do this thing you used to do. But I have to do it in another way.
All right. So you're saying, I understand exactly what you're saying. You're saying your faith has helped you to do things that you probably would not be able to do without your belief.
Yeah.
And you have went a long way. And you are, to me, you are an example of what God can do.
Yes.
You could have just gave up, but you did not give up. And that was because of God. God has been with you. And the things you are doing and will do in the future are amazing. Do you know how many people would like to say they have one invention that is getting ready, that a manufacturer is looking at that will be out, you know, that a manufacturer will pick up? Not many people. Yeah, you're one of those people who are not only creative, but intelligent. So that's why I have you on the show. You can inspire people. You are an example of what God can do.
Yes.
You're very creative, very intelligent. I mean, I've read your book. I've studied up on you. I've talked to you on the phone.
Yes.
And I know the things you have did are amazing. You have two books. You have a second invention that you're working on. A manufacturer will soon be picking up the first invention.
No, there's three inventions, and I don't wrote four books, and the first book I am almost finished with it.
Okay, you're working on a third book, or a fifth book. What did you say?
Yes.
Okay.
Almost finished with it 9. So
and that's the third book.
That's my fifth.
Your fifth book. Oh, okay. Your fifth book. So what was the name of your first book? Tell the listening, the people listening, what is the name of your first book?
The Crazy Life of James Wise McDonald.
Okay.
The love I never had.
Okay. So you must have a very supportive family who are, they must be proud of you.
Yeah. So that's just like God give you a dream. And we have to work on it. And we work on that dream. Then take time, and just blessing from God, and he wanna bless it.
Oh,
and
someone wants to publish your book, your next book.
Nah.
What did you say? Please say that again.
Just like God gives you a dream, and you have to work on it, and he's gonna bless it at in time. It's going to produce in a person to you. And when I got started on the invention, it was just a dream. And that's back in 2008. Now I got through with it in 2009. So it's now 2014. Was one small person, it became three divisions, and written three written five books.
Okay, you've written five books, and you said three inventions or two inventions?
Yes, and three.
Okay, you have three inventions.
Yeah.
And five books. Mm-hmm. All right.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's off one dream.
Just off one dream.
Yeah.
Well, there's nothing wrong with that. So I figure the listeners can probably go out and purchase some of those. Am I right?
What now?
Can people go out and purchase any of your inventions yet? Are you still working on copyrights and things?
The first one is already patented and already made.
Okay.
And so they waiting on me to find a company to buy it.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Yeah. That's my first invention. And, but they got the other two in their file.
Okay. All right. Okay. All right. All right. Well, it sounds very well. I mean, it may have took you 4 or 5 years, but you've got 3. So you're just waiting on the manufacturer. Well, there's nothing wrong with that. I mean, that's more than what I did.
Yeah.
And it's more than what a lot of people have did. All you're doing, you probably finished it maybe a year ago and have all these inventions 6 months ago, and you're just, you know, I mean, it's going to be in the store soon. Major corporation.
Yeah. Yeah.
And I know it's I know. And I think that's great. You know, I'm a diabetic. I was in a diabetic coma for a little while. So even though I wasn't paralyzed, I couldn't open my eyes. But believe it or not, I could hear sometimes. Sometimes I'd be in and out, and people would even know I could hear them. But I could hear my mother, I could hear the doctor, and I could hear the nurse. I just couldn't open my eyes and talk. So, you know, when people look at something as a tragedy, it's not always a tragedy, because God can take any person, any human being, any situation, and turn it around, turn that person's life around, thing that uplifts him, and shows what he can do, what God himself can do. And you are an example of that.
Yeah. Yeah, that's how, just like you.
Yeah.
You, what happened to you?
Yeah.
And now you got your own talk show. And what happened to me?
Yeah.
I got attention. I got five books, and thinking about write some more, and in the future, I'm trying to get someone to make movies on my books. I'm not stopping there. So I'm going to, from invention to books, and find someone to
so you're working on having
book.
Working on having film.
Yeah, get someone to put my books in movies, and in the future, looking into helping someone to write movies.
I'm not
stopping.
You're not going to stop.
Go
I don't blame.
So
I don't blame. You have too much talent to stop.
Yeah, going on to
you have
to
too
the
much
next
talent. Well, so you have 3 inventions. You have 5 books. 2 of your inventions are soon to be picked up by a manufacturer. You and the company are handpicking, just from what I understand.
Yes,
the company
is. Oh, okay.
Okay, yeah. You don't have to do that. But so I'm going to be buying some of your things in the stores soon.
Yeah.
Okay. So you really like to make people laugh. I noticed that. You laugh often. When I was talking to you on the phone.
Sometimes I just be writing crazy stories. Don't make sense, but it will make you laugh.
Okay,
but on Facebook, I've send out a lot of crazy, funny stories.
And I bet people laugh. I bet when you say about to make people laugh and smile, you do mean to.
Yeah.
But listen, Mr. Mike Donald, I'm going to take a break. Listeners, we're going to commercials again. You're listening to Show Talk with Angela Butler. The guest tonight on today's show is Mr. James Wallace McDonald, author and inventor. So I'm going to play Mr. Andy Clyde Fumbles, and then we're going to come back and finish up the interview with the author and inventor, James Wallace McDonald.
A special event can be very challenging and stressful at times. Our staff of professionals organizes your event down to every last detail, no matter what size. Our creativity and attention to detail turns your ordinary party into an extraordinary event. Andy Klein provides world-class service. We coordinate quality events. We can provide travel arrangements, accommodations, event sites, caterers, florists, photographers, transportation, hairstylists, and makeup artists, daily itineraries, and pre-event information such as detailed maps, save-the-date cards, and invitations. Being a custom event planner means that we cater to you. It is our job to find the best possible way to present your event. We have been referred to as Dreamweavers.
All right, listeners, you're still listening to Show Talk with Angela Butler. The guest on this show is author and inventor James Wallace McDonald. He's talking about his inventions that are being handpicked and carefully selected by a manufacturer. Well, the company that he's working with, and they're trying to pick a manufacturer, a fine one that will fit his product. I'd also like to talk about the Wright Foundation. The Wright Foundation is a local charity providing emergency to families in crisis. They are providing a hand up, not hand out, to help families who are responding to a crisis or they are homeless and perhaps at risk for homelessness, quickly regain self-sustainability. If you wish to make a difference in this community and save a family from homelessness, support the Wright Foundation and their faith partners by visiting the website for ways you can help and make a donation today at www.thewrightfoundation.com. All right, James.
Yes.
So my next question would have to be, do you have any children, and what do they think about their dad? Because I know you had mentioned on the phone with me that you were going to a graduation, a college graduation, am I correct?
Yeah. She liked it, but she, don't believe it. But because she know what I went through, and it's hard.
She said she knew all the work that went into it, and it was hard. Okay. Yeah, I know. But, you know, we're both, I'm in my early 40s, so we're both a part of a different generation.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So things that looks hard to the younger generation, not quite as hard to us. I mean, because when I was growing up, there were no cell phones. So I know what you're talking about. I can say something to my daughter, and she said, I don't even know what you're talking about. Who is that you're talking about that's just singing that song? You know, so
yeah.
I understand what you're saying. Yeah.
My third book, it should be out in the late August, early September.
Late August, early September. Okay.
Yes.
All right. Well, you'll have to come back on the show and do a follow-up so people will know then what's going on. You know, the thing that I've come to realize is that when people see a person a certain way, they think, well, they're not going to be able to do this, they're not going to be able to do that. But you are an example of what people can do with faith.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, you are an example of that. And you're very intelligent. You love to make people laugh. You love to inspire people. Not only are you intelligent, you're talented.
Yeah.
And that is a blessing because there are some people who went through what you went through, and they're still not where you're at. They're nowhere near where you're at. And I'm not putting anybody down. What I'm saying is that you are a miracle. You are a blessing. You know, and I've loved this interview because you're an example of what people can do with faith.
In church, I use my stories to help people, to encourage people with my stories. Today, present time, what people are going through. So I write a short story, what they're going through, to encourage them. Then at the end of my story, put some Bible verses to back it up.
Oh, okay.
And
I know what you're talking about. What you do is right.
And because the present time is it's hard to people to realize, to understand that God is still here and blessing and doing miracles, because the present time is not the time back in the Bible days. So
okay.
I put down ways. Story them with I back it up with the verses, and it come out
okay.
They can understand God is still here and is still person
in control. He's still in control. He's still working America's God is, and he's still in the blessing business. Yes, yes. Also, I understand what you were saying about what God had did for you, and that's a beautiful testimony. I think that's wonderful. Yes, beautiful testimony.
Yeah.
I also understood what you're talking about when you wrote your one of your books. What you did was you took a chapter, a couple of paragraphs or three paragraphs, and you would write a biblical verse that would coincide with what you wrote to back up what you were writing.
Yeah.
And that's inspiring and beautiful too. That is.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
yeah,
I really hope you make a lot of book sales. I mean, I hope people recognize and see the miracle and see
yeah.
you as a person that God has put forth to show everybody what he can do. I really hope people see the show is that way because, like I said, you did a lot. I mean,
you had a
brain aneurysm, but yet, and you said it took you 2 months to say one word. But look where you at. You have 3 adventures, five books, and you didn't take advantage of anyone. You didn't use anyone.
No.
But God
no.
used you. And that's you.
Yeah.
Yes, God
is
you.
Yes. Yeah, my third book that's coming out is I was lost, but God showed me the way. And people will love that book. It's about a young man growing up with doing all kinds of things, but God is showing that person the right way to build his life. So that's going to be a good book.
Yes, I know. And, of course, I want an autograph copy.
Yeah,
I know. You're going to get so busy, too. You're going to forget to send me one.
No.
Okay. All right. All right. Okay. So what I'm curious about, are there any more inventions up your sleeve? Do you have any more? I mean, because that's really fascinating, the inventions, because I don't think I could do anything like that. I don't think I've been blessed that way. But, I mean, do you have any other inventions besides these three? Are these two that are, you know, that you're looking for the right manufacturer for? For that type of
it's gonna be just only three. So I'm gonna be moving on leaving the invention to books, then now then do with the book to find someone to put my books in film, then leave that, trying to find someone I can work with making movies.
Okay.
So I'm going to try to move on into different thing.
Okay, all right. So that's the next step. So that's what people can be expecting from you now, to people listening. Your goal is to start writing scripts for filmmakers, directors.
Yeah.
Okay. Yes, all right. So you're shopping your scripts around. sending them off. You know something, yep. Miss Christine Houston. I don't know if you know who she, but Miss Christine Houston went back to college when her children were in college. I don't want to say the wrong thing, in college or graduating, and she went back to college. And while she was in college, she wrote a script called 227. It was called something besides 227. There was another word or two in there. And she won a contest, a writing contest. And later on, her script was picked up and her everything was picked up by Miss Marla Gibb. I did an interview with her, and she was talking about how she wrote the script for 227. Miss Marla Gibbs is the maid that played on the Jeffersons. Yeah. I don't know if you caught that show. I know you're pretty busy. But I know some people caught the show, and what she was on the show talking about was not so much 227 or the Punky Brewster show that she wrote for, but she was on there talking about her husband who had Alzheimer's. And her book is called Laughing Through the Tears. And for a while she was real depressed about her husband with Alzheimer's until her son told her, you know, Mom, you really need to smile or joke or laugh a little about some of the things that does instead of crying. And she said, you know, her husband had Alzheimer's. And her book, Laughing Through the Tears, she talked about his life with Alzheimer's. And, you know, she learned to smile, you know, and not to be depressed and see the bad in everything. There were things he did that were funny, and it helped her get through because she loved him. She loved her husband. You know, she loves her family. And it just goes to show you what God can do. Not only did she love him, her husband, even more, but she learned to understand about Alzheimer's. You know, there were times when she said he'd be somewhere. She wouldn't even know where he was at. She'd see his shoes and find him somewhere else and things like that. Yeah. But Laughing Through the Tears is a very good book, just by Miss Christine Houston. So she also wrote scripts, like I said, for Punky Brewster, the little kid back in the day, and 227. So that could have happened to you, you know?
Yeah.
Because she didn't expect that to happen. Her children were already in college or graduated from high school. And she and the reason she went back to college was to show her children that it could be good. She wanted to be an example.
Back in 2008, when I got started on the adventure, I wouldn't dream that would frame me to this place where I am now. With three inventions, four or five books, and going to write more, then go on to other things. I wouldn't just dream that will lead up the way where I am now.
You never dreamed that you'd be where you are at now. You know, there were times when I doubted myself, and I guess when I was doubting myself, I was doubting God. You know what I'm saying? You know, but I've learned over the years to trust God. It's not always easy, though, you know.
Yeah, it's not easy, but you have to go through things and that will help you understand things. When you go through things, I learn and I see now.
Yes, I understand what you're saying. You're saying that sometimes, not something, but God at times allows people to go through things that are hurtful and painful. So they can look back and see where he brought them from.
Yeah.
Is that what you're saying?
Yeah. Sometimes you're going through, you say, you wouldn't know, but as you go through, and you can begin to understand, I see now.
It's a song, I believe, that goes by and by, by and by.
Yeah.
You understand the gospel song that has that lyric and so forth. So, we have about 2.5 minutes left in the show, Mr. McDonald.
Okay,
I have 2.5 minutes. I'm gonna tell the name of your books. Like you said, you had 3 inventions. This is your last one. You don't want to talk about it, give out too much detail. You know, kind of take the idea. You never know who's listening, you know. I just want to talk about how you were in, you know, go through some things about how you were in the National Directory of American Inventors and who's who, that you have more than one invention. Also, that you have 5 books, I believe 4 of them are on Amazon.com. I don't know if they're on Barnes and Noble, but I do know that you did say Amazon.com.
Yeah.
And is it under James Wallace McDonald or James McDonald?
Yeah. James Wallace McDonald. It's for the first 2 books. And my 3rd coming out, I would say early part of September.
Okay, about September. Okay. All right. All right. Well, we have 60 seconds. So I thank you, Mr. McDonald, for coming on Show Talk with Angela Butler.
Okay. Thank you for having me.
You're more than welcome. And I look forward to seeing those inventions in the stores.
Oh, yeah.
All right. You have a good night.
Okay. You too, now.
All right. Okay, listeners, you're still listening to Show Talk with Angela Butler, the guest with Mr. author and inventor James Wallace McDonald. One of the books that I really like is The Love That I Never Had. I encourage you to go out and buy that book on Amazon.com. I feel like you'll be inspired. Everyone, have a good night. Thank you for listening.